Hey there, RJ. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Doing real well. Thank you.
Thanks
really enjoyed the show and just tuning in now. But it could have been an item that may have been previously covered, but I did resod my lawn last spring with floor tam.
Good.
It held up really well during this, obviously, the late spring, summer, and even into fall. I was very happy with it.
Oh, he's stuck in past tense. I'm
still very happy with it, but what I'm concerned about, and this is, again, going into this spring, as far as getting prepped before I drop the compost on it, there's some areas of the floor tam that didn't take off. It seemed like it, whether it's a, I hate to say dead, because you could see grass actually growing in sections, but it's not a full growth. It's almost like someone went in and planted grass plugs. So,
is it in circles, or is it in near the sidewalks, or?
It's hard to tell, Dr. Parsons, only because it's sporadic. It's not along the curb. It's not centered. It's just like, you know, how you buy it in pallets and they come in those sections.
Yeah.
Out of that 16 by 24, there's some growing in the middle, some growing towards
the
end.
This is only 1 year old lawn, right?
It is. I just planted it last March.
And how much soil you got? What part of town are you in?
I'm by the medical center,
North
Central.
So you got
Rock Hill over there?
Yeah. Well, no, you got we got 6 inches a lot of places, and then that chalk layer. Is that how you got about 6 inches of soil there?
Pretty much about five and a half, 6 inches, and then the limestone or whatever that little clay makeover is.
I'd be pretty confident, but it did. Sounds like it did pretty well for the first year in this kind of weather. And if you got anything in there, the one good thing about San Augustine is that when the conditions are good, it can really fill in and grow fast. So.
Right.
Are you saying that the dead spots are in actually shapes of the grass?
Yes.
Okay. You just lost some patches, sod patches.
Yeah.
So that's what I was thinking. Well, before I spread the compost,
it'll fill in.
Okay.
When Floritam starts growing, and if we get into this El Nino, where a lot of rain. Now, did you fertilize in the winter?
I do.
I mean, did you put on your winterizer fertilizer in October?
I did. I did in early November.
Okay, and it's real dark. What's living is real dark green, right?
It looks pretty nice for this time of year, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, I'm mowing mine. I'm trying to get my kid to mow mine right now.
Well, mine has been affected by the cold. Mine's still kind of hanging on, but it's not great green.
Right, it's not the lush green that it was during the spring and summer, but it's a medium green.
But now, if you fertilize this winter we get a lot of rain this winter, then that stuff will cover that in a heartbeat when spring comes.
Remember that? Were you here in was it 89 when we had that? In 90 when we really had a cold weather, and everybody's San Augustine got killed. And everybody's waiting in line to get their San Augustine, you know, because they just couldn't keep up. And by the time, you know, at the end of the next season, everybody's lawn had filled in just from those little pieces that had lived in a lot of lawns. So,
right. Yeah,
it's got an amazing ability to recover.
Yeah, if anything, I think you guys have even touched on is, you know, they keep on saying it's susceptible to winter freeze or winter kill.
Yeah, I keep hearing that, too, and that's why I'm saying I don't think it is. I don't think it is unless it's dried and not taken care of.
Right. Okay.
Thanks,
well,
RJ.
Then, heading into February, I guess, when I drop some compost and things like that.
You can put top dressing on it now.
Yeah, whenever it's convenient.
Yeah, in the fall is really the best time.
Okay. Well, because I thought I called previously, and I think
that's probably Milton said.
No,
that.
all the
they can't blame me for everything.
All the recommendations have been the top dressing in the spring.
Right.
Part of it is the late winter. Part of it is it's usually easier to do, and then you're going into the fast growth period.
Yeah.
Anytime.
If you put compost down, you're not covering the blade. You know, you're only putting a half an inch down.
Right, half an inch.
Or less.
Okay, I can start with the top dressing right away then.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, RJ.
Bye-bye.